Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Scott Franklin, who is Center Streets organizer and biking enthusiast. And we'll be talking about the Center Streets event, which is coming up in West Hartford. Scott, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. First of all, for people who are unfamiliar with it, could you tell us a little bit about Bike West Hartford?
Bike West Hartford is an advocacy organization to promote a bicycle-friendly and pedestrian-friendly town.
And what's your main motivation for bringing attention to bicycle safety and making the community a more bicycle-friendly area?
You know, part of it is we want to attract the youth to come back to West Hartford. And if you go around the country, you see places like Boston, Massachusetts, Portland, Oregon, which are very bicycle-friendly. And it attracts the younger generation, which really wants to get around by foot and by metro or by bicycle.
Yeah, and you know, Connecticut has notoriously been bike unfriendly for a long time. I mean, we're more heavily populated than some areas, but if a place like Boston can do it, you would think that we'd be able to do more here. And I guess we are in some ways.
We are. Actually, Cambridge, Massachusetts is now probably one of the most bike-friendly towns or cities in the country. West Hartford is getting there. We've been working really hard for the past several years through the West Hartford Pedestrian and Bicycle Advisory Board to make West Hartford more bicycle-friendly. And by doing that, we've got bike routes throughout the town. We've got bike parking. We've got bike lanes, bike signs. I mean, it's starting to really develop.
Can you tell us a little bit about this year's Center Streets event?
Yes, I'd be happy to. It's scheduled for Sunday, August 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Basically, we call it a block party on wheels. It's a place where, in a half a mile square, they close down the four main streets. So LaSalle Road, Farmington Avenue, South Main Street, and Memorial Drive Extension, close them down to cars and motorized vehicles and open them up to biking, walking, carts, anything you want, as long as it doesn't have a motor.
And I guess the merchants all get involved in this as well.
They do. In fact, each year, more and more merchants get involved as the event gets bigger. Last year, we had about 2,000 people. When we started, we probably had about 1,000. And basically, some of the restaurants are strutting their stuff on the streets by Barcelona's making paella. Larson's is popping popcorn all morning. Some of the newer restaurants are talking about getting involved. So it's very exciting for the retailers as well and as the restaurant owners.
And there's some entertainment, too.
There is. We've got bands in at least two different places and strolling guitarists coming down the street as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I understand there's also a bike safety rodeo?
There is. The Connecticut Cycling Advancement Organization is doing a bike rodeo, and they're trying to get young boys and girls to get into bicycle racing. And so in order to attract them, they want to have a booth at our event, but they're also putting on a rodeo, which promotes bicycle safety.
And is the event open to people of all ages?
It is. From 1 day old to 101 years old, we'd love to have them. And I have to tell you, we've had people on unicycles, we've had people on rickshaws, we've had people on bikes. You name it, they're out in the street, and it is just amazing.
And it's good exercise on top of all of that.
To boot, yes.
Now, are there still opportunities for people who might want to support the Center Streets event?
Sure. I mean, we accept sponsorships up till the day of the event, and we've got some really good sponsors this year, and we're always looking for more. Sponsorships are $500 for a medium sponsorship and $1,000 for an underwriting sponsorship.
What are the main goals of all of this? I mean, you mentioned trying to get young people involved in bicycling at an early age.
You know, we want to get people to have a mindset that if they go a half a mile to Whole Foods to buy some food for dinner, that they don't have to get into a car. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about bicycling, there's a lot of, you know, people look at the bicyclists as people in spandex, but actually lots of people bicycle who don't wear spandex. Yeah. And, you know, it promotes good for your health. Mm-hmm. It's good for the environment. It's good for traffic congestion. You know, it promotes a lot of good things, and that's what we're hoping more and more people will continue to do.
And a lot of the people in spandex, they're much more involved in this, and or at least they want people to think they are.
Absolutely, and I have to tell you, I've been blamed to be one of those people in spandex before. I've toured on a bicycle all over the world, and you know, when I came back and moved to West Hartford 25 years ago, I really wanted West Hartford to be more bicycle friendly. And I have to tell you that the town government has been extremely accepting of this, and they're helping us move. One, I don't know if you're familiar with the downtown area, mm-hmm. but the North Main Street corridor between West Hartford Center and Bishop's Corner is a very dangerous roadway. Oh, it's a four-lane road, two lanes in each direction, and people sail down that road. We've gotten the town to agree to do a road diet study mm-hmm. and implement a simulated road diet to see if we can slow it down. What that will do is lower it from four lanes to three lanes with a center turn lane and then bicycle lanes on either side.
Okay, so I give people some room to move on their bicycles, and that's always a problem. Even in the cities where they have bike lanes, and I've seen them in Boston, where you need to be, the people behind the wheel of vehicles, motor vehicles, need to be very aware that they're there and try and stay out of their lanes.
You're absolutely right, and one of the things that we promote is bicycle safety, but you always have to be aware when you're on a bike because mm-hmm. with people texting and talking and listening to the radio when they're driving, it's hard to see a bike. So mm-hmm. blinking lights, yellow shirts, you know, those all help to give us some visibility.
Absolutely. And yeah, you don't want to be going out really any time of the day on a bicycle without some kind of something to help other people see you.
You're absolutely right. You've got to give them a reason to mm-hmm. see you. You can't expect that they're going to, and you always have to ride defensively.
And how has it been going as far as getting more people involved? You said you had about 2,000 last year. It seems like this is picking up momentum, not only here, but in other places.
You know, they do it in New York City, mm-hmm. I think four or five times a summer. They close Fifth Avenue for 7 miles. Mm-hmm. They can do it in New York. We can certainly do it in Connecticut. And yeah, the numbers have been going up every time. And, you know, we see more and more people riding bicycles. It's the old expression, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
You've got to give them a feeling of safety of some sort. And bike lanes do that. I mean, it's not ultimate safety, but it's certainly better than what we've had in the past.
Well, certainly when I was a lot younger and riding bicycles a lot, doing what I do and delivering newspapers, there were no bike lanes. You were out there with everybody else. So this is really something that is very, very good in the way of progress for bicyclists.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're opening up this year to Connecticut Autism Awareness Group as well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have an area which we call the chill zone, which will be a quiet area away from the music, away from the hustle and bustle, where children with special needs can come and be in a quieter area but still ride their bikes on a parking lot.
Well, that's good because they probably don't get an opportunity to do that.
No, they don't. And this is new, and the organization approached us, and we're thrilled. We also have an area, a play area, mm-hmm. you know, where there's street chalk and jumping jacks and hula hoops and jump rope and all those kind of things. Yeah. You know, we're trying to provide a little bit for everyone. But people come to this event and they tell us every year, they go, you know what? This is the best family event we go to all year.
Well, that's
great. And that makes us really happy.
Oh, absolutely. Before you go, could you let people know where they can get more information about this and just recap the date and the times for us?
Absolutely. It's bikewesthartford.org is our website. We have routes posted on there as well, neighborhood bike routes where families could just download them and go on them. The event is Sunday, August 25th in West Hartford Center from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Scott. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That is Scott Franklin, Center Streets organizer and biking enthusiast. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.